This is Radio Guy Reflections 3W News. What are the 3Ws? The wacky, the weird, and the wild news that affects us every day. Today, not one, but two stories on the burrito.
Ooh, delicious.
And we get into a little bit of witchcraft.
Must be the season of the witch.
This is My Kind of News. I'm Dave Denton, and 3W News comes up right after this. Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at davesvoiceworks.com. davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. This year, the World Economic Forum is having some economic problems with price gouging.
Cha-ching!
The World Economic Forum is held in Switzerland, and some of the restaurants and hotels are charging a little bit much. At the Belvedere Hotel, near where the forum is taking place, you stop for just a quick snack. Maybe a burrito with some salsa, a little guac, and you say, okay, how much? Well, how about a $51 burrito?
You're kidding me, right?
Yes, at the Belvedere Hotel, you can get a burrito with a small bowl of guacamole and salsa for only $51.
You gotta be kidding me.
Do a little comparison shopping. You can go to Switzerland, go to the Belvedere Hotel, get a $51 burrito, or you can go down to the corner to the Taco Bell, get it for $2. I know where I'm going, and I love missing burritos now.
Ooh, delicious.
Let's say you don't want to spend $51 for a burrito, maybe just some fries. How about $22.41 for French fries? Mickey D's, here I come. More about delicious burritos next on 3W News. It's the world of professional wrestling. Hi, I'm Dave Denton. I'm one of those lifelong fans. Christopher Evans joins me and Zane Peterson as we talk about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling from a little bit different perspective than a lot of the podcasts out there.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
We know what we like. And sometimes we talk about things we don't like.
You stupid idiots!
You might even find a chance to laugh at some of the things we do.
Who are you calling Rudy Tooty Booty?
It's Turnbuckle Trash. It's available on many of these same podcast channels. Join us. Turnbuckle Trash are also on Facebook and turnbuckletrash.net. Ah, you gotta love a good burrito.
The burrito is awesome and is so good to eat. The burrito is filled with good things to eat.
And we thank Beast Boy of the Teen Titans Go cartoon for singing that wonderful song about the burrito. Yes, burritos seem like the perfect self-contained meal, but if not wrapped correctly, yeah, they could explode and get burrito stains all over your favorite clothes. And stains like that are incredibly hard to get out. But fear not, burrito lovers, because we have science.
Excellent!
Science comes to the rescue of burrito lovers.
Here I come to save the day.
A group of engineering students at Johns Hopkins University Whiting School of Engineering have developed something they call Tasty Tape. Isn't that a great name? Yes, Tasty Tape to the rescue. Tasty Tape will be delivered pre-cut in 2-inch strips. It'll be attached to wax paper, and all you have to do is apply a little water, and the Tasty Tape becomes edible tape to keep that burrito together. But the applications could go much further than just fragile wraps like the burrito. Some amateur bakers are looking towards Tasty Tape to help them repair crumbling cakes and other foods in the kitchen. I can't wait to go to the local grocery store and say, do you have some tasty tape?
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's tremendous.
Very exciting. Everybody's very excited.
How about a burrito?
The burrito is awesome and is so good to eat. The burrito is filled with good things to eat.
Up next on 3W News, a witch hunt.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
This is Radio Guy Reflections.
Too many people in this business who think that they're, I guess it's a podcast, their stuff doesn't stink. You know, it's just like, hey, look, we're all just enjoying the game. We're all just having a good time. Sports are supposed to be fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. Let's go have a good time and really paint a great picture for the fans out there.
I wanted to be me. I didn't want to put on a show. I wanted to, obviously a show, but I didn't want to be fake on the air. What you get is what you get.
You know, that would be a fascinating career. I want to witness history in a way and see it and tell the compelling stories of it.
When did you find out he is autistic?
When you get that diagnosis, it's not necessarily a shock to you, but it's validating how you've been feeling.
I can't imagine what the future of talk radio could have been or would have been had Rush not come along when he did.
This is Radio Guy Reflections. One of the darker periods of American history took place in 1693 in Salem, Massachusetts. Yes, the witch trials.
Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch.
We'll find the witch, may we burn her?
Burn her! Burn her!
Who do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one.
Yeah, she looks like one. Yeah.
Bring her forward.
Not a witch, I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this. And this isn't my nose, it's a false one.
Well,
we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat. But she's a witch.
Did you dress her up like this?
No.
Yes.
A bit. She has got a wart.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt!
The Massachusetts lawmakers have formally exonerated the last witch, clearing Elizabeth Johnson Jr. 329 years after Elizabeth Johnson Jr. was convicted of witchcraft in 1693. Now, she was sentenced to death, but was not executed. Neither was she officially pardoned like the others who were wrongly accused of witchcraft. Why did it take 329 years? That was a question that the 8th grade civics class at North Andover Middle School wanted to ask. So they did some research and found out the legislative steps needed to clear the name of the last witch in the Salem witch trials, Elizabeth Johnson Jr.
Must be the season of the week.
And that's 3W News for this week. Go to daysvoiceworks.com. That's daysvoiceworks.com. And when you spell works, it's W-O-R-X. When you're at the website, you can check out services like I do for narration, commercials, or radio air work. Other things there are free. Things like my podcast, The 3W News, Radio Guy Reflections, where I talk to other radio people about being behind the microphone, and one called Turnbuckle Trash, where I get together with friends and talk about professional wrestling. It's all at daysvoiceworks.com. That's Days Voiceworks, spell works, W-O-R-X. And find out how Days Voice can work for you.